Hey divas!
Welcome to our podcast.
We're here to uncover your stories from your one and only Scarlets of East High School.
Oh yeah. The first one. I think we should start using the west entrance as the main entrance because I like it. It just looks so much prettier on that side than the front doors.
I understand.
It used to be your entrance.
Yeah. Back in the day. Yeah.
Why did they change it? Was because
I don't know why.
They had to do construction, I think it was.
Oh yeah.
But they never changed it back.
But now the buses go over there.
I was speaking to one of the counselors, and she was like, yeah, the west entrance is prettier, but I think, like, it kind of ruins it for the teachers because that's, like, their specific entrance because only they could get in, you know, because their IDs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it wouldn't be good for the teachers, but who cares? It'd be easier for the students because that's where the parking lot is, too. Like,
most people park over there.
Yeah.
Another person said, I'm sick of the kids that stand on the second floor. They take up too much space and it makes everyone push each other. They should do something about that.
I agree.
Literally, I have like how many classes on the second floor and everybody's there. Like out of every floor, why would they choose the second floor?
I know.
Done something else.
I think if they went over by the counselor side and they could sit down on those benches and talk,
that'd be so much easier.
Right.
That's
because being on a main hallway is just
that's inconvenient. Yeah. There's like a lot of classes over there.
But there's like all the teachers and like they say don't sit on the benches. So
I sit on the benches all the time. What?
Me too. Everyone sits on the benches.
Wow.
They're like, go to class.
Well, that's maybe because it's in the middle.
Yeah.
The kids on the second floor, they take up so much space in the hallway too. So there's like you know, the way from like the gym room and you walk up the stairs and it's like on the second floor. So that doorway, once like all that like meshes, then you only have like one little space along the doors, along the doorway to walk. I don't know. They just take up too much space.
On the other side is a much bigger hallway that they could be on over by the auditorium doors.
Way bigger.
Maybe if they went over there.
But it is kind of cold because the doors are right there. Yeah.
I crop does hella people in the hallway. Silent but deadly. Sometimes they even say like, oh my gosh, what the heck is that smell? Why does this stink? And I just smirk to myself.
We should have done like...
Where is it though?
Where is it?
Just kidding.
That's funny, but that's gross. You know what?
Smirking to yourself is crazy though.
Right. Yeah, Roblox avatar. Very funny. It's probably them. It's probably one of the second floor hallway kids.
Name them crop dusters. Crop dusters of the hallway.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, so let me start off by saying the girls' restroom should not be looking and smelling the way it does. We are ladies. This is unacceptable. And first floor one, why is there hair all in the sink and toilet paper? And bananas and apples in the toilet. There's apples and bananas in there?
Yes, it's gross. Yes.
I'm barely down there.
And there is hair in the sink.
I know.
It's like stuck in there. It's gross.
The best restroom to use is like on the north wing.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's like, oh shoot, it's like underneath this place. It's like by all the math classes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Down there.
By Mr. Opine's class.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. No, I was just in that bathroom and there was like a group of girls crowded by the mirror. It was irritating.
It kind of stank in there last time I was in there.
Mm-hmm. It's only when like the girls are not there that it's the best.
Yeah. They're there usually at the end of the day.
But literally, like, we're not kids anymore. We need to learn how to be more sanitary.
Really? Please. Everyone should learn and
keep
practice
your hair
hygiene.
In your own bathroom.
Right.
Shower day and night or just night because it's gross. Mm-hmm. Going to sleep sweaty. Wear deodorant. So gross.
Somebody else said, I was on my way to school, and as I got inside, the water on my shoes were so slippery, and I slipped and tried to catch myself, but it was too late. So I face planted in front of everybody. Mind you, it was time to go to class, and it was the first bell, and that's when everybody is walking. I'm not exaggerating. Some people pointed and laughed at me so hard. I wanted to leave the school, but I can't skip.
I would cry. I'd have a mental breakdown.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Face planted is crazy. I would never. Not show my face to school ever again.
Mm-mm.
That's
I'm so sorry.
I don't think I've ever fell. Last time I fell at school, it was when I was in elementary school and it was icy outside and I was going on the bus. I was walking to the bus and then I slid and fell. And then all the kids, oh my gosh.
It was so embarrassing. Exact experience, but I'm not going to name who. It's my cousin. We were getting dropped off by her mom and she slid underneath the car in front of everybody.
Oh my gosh.
She slipped on the ice and she I laughed, but she was like, Nessa, it's not funny anymore.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Slipping is scary. You really think you're going to lose your life. And ice. It really hurts.
Ever since I fell on ice, I made sure that I would waddle across every single ice that I slipped.
I hate the snow because, like, when you wear, like, long pants or baggy pants, it gets, dirty and wet on the bottom. And it ruins just everything. Mm-mm. And it feels gross on your ankles.
Mm. Ankles.
Yeah. On your Achilles.
Achilles.
That's so scary. I'm so scared of getting my Achilles cut.
Me too. Yeah. I was just thinking
underneath
about that.
The car.
Ooh.
I'm scared every time I get out of bed to go to the bathroom. I'm like, what if someone's underneath my bed and they're going to
That's
cut
why
my Achilles?
I got rid of my bed frame, but I'm scared there's things in my closet still.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really scared. No. Like when I watch scary movies, I'm scared like there's a spirit with me.
I have so much stuff underneath my bed that it doesn't scare me.
I've seen underneath there. Take pictures and I've seen so many boxes and stuff underneath your bed.
Yeah. Oh dang. It's like, dang. These are all like the college stuff that I get in a box and all these like old notebooks and a yearbook.
She's smart, guys.
College.
Yeah, college guys. Go to college.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord.
Gosh.
Oh, that was that you?
No.
What was that knock knock knock
what
Tommy?
Was that?
Oh my gosh.
There's
guys.
A spirit with us.
Spirit. Sorry. Maybe we'll do the spirit next episode.
Yeah. Spirit next episode.
Reddit stories and Janessa's weird family thing.
Yes.
Better tune
my
tune
lord.
In. Better tune in.
Wait, CRISPR, don't you have also a weird spirit thing?
Yes.
Ooh.
She mentioned that in the podcast.
Let's save it.
Let's save it.
And let's get into confessions.
Okay.
Who wants to go with theirs first?
I'm going to save the best for last.
Can I do mine first?
Yeah.
The mustard. Should we switch out mustard for something else? Jake.
Yeah.
Jake. Okay. Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, Jake from State Farm.
Okay. So she starts off. I won't reveal much, but I found this out from a mutual friend of mine, so I'll try to refrain from talking negatively because it goes against my Buddhist values, but it's just so bad I don't even know where to begin. My friends started dating this person. Let's just call them Jake. They dated for around a couple of months or so, but she began not respecting my friend's boundaries. She seemed upset She seemed upset every time my friend didn't want to quote-unquote make out in the hallway. And obviously my friend suffered from internalized homophobia, so why would she want to be all loud about their relationship? Anyways, long story short, my friend cut the relationship due to feeling like she deserved better, but not even days after she was still in love with her. The friend attempted to save their past relationship over and over again and still texted like quote-unquote friends. Come to find out, she cheated on my friend with somebody a grade below us.
Wow.
Then proceeded to tell them that, quote, well, you didn't want to do much with me, like, physically, and the person I cheated with you on actually wanted to do stuff, end quote.
Mm-mm.
Then it got worse. She started reposting about how ugly and chopped my friend was.
My God.
So I told her to knock it off and leave them alone, as well as her friends, because she was harassing other people I knew. Yeah, insane, right?
That's crazy.
I think it's a girl. So we're going to say...
Girl, you dodged a bullet. Clearly that person wasn't for you.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Oops.
Jake constantly was saying how she was depressed and everything was her fault while she was trash-talking my friend. I also found out she lied about her race. Yeah,
whoa.
Even worse, right? She would tell one story to another and then tell a completely different one to a different person about her race. After that whole thing happened, my friend distanced themselves from Jake, but I found out the current partner Mustard was dating was cheating
Jake.
On her. So I respectfully decided to tell my friend somehow a couple days after Jake was single. Anyways, moral of the story, stay away from people who are self-centered, backstabbing, etc. I really hope Jake gets help, and that's not even an insult. Once again, no hate to Jake. I hope she gets the help she desperately needs.
Wow.
That's actually crazy. The reason why that Jake broke up with that person for that reason is, like, nowadays, I have no faith in humanity because, like, why are we getting so touchy nowadays?
Yeah. People are freaked out.
Why are you trying to make out in relationships the middle of the hallway?
All about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so scary. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. And lying about the race.
That's crazy. Race baiting.
And cheating.
And then lying, saying that they're chopped.
What? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That reminds me. Have you guys seen that thing on, like, Jake's TikTok weird. That was about... Oh, I'm going to switch my race. You can't do that.
What is it? RCTA?
Yes. Race change to another. I was like, you can't do that. They said, I'm going to be a K-pop idol. You're white.
What?
You're white.
One time in middle school, my gym teacher, she asked me, we were playing chess, me and this other girl in gym class, because she allowed it. And my gym teacher, she was like, if you guys could change to another race, what race would it be?
That's such a...
And then that's me and the girl, we're both Asian, right? And so she looked at us and she said, I want to be Chinese because everyone says I'm really good at Chinese checkers. I was like, what?
Bro. That's irrelevant.
Yeah. Crazy. Craziness everywhere. Yes, my gym teacher. She retired. That's crazy. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if she still works there. This was like in sixth grade. Yeah.
Why are you asking that to sixth graders?
I thought that question was so weird. Ew.
That is weird to say.
That is weird.
Like, say yours now.
Oh. Who's going next?
Oh, wait. Let me look. Man, these are long.
There's the one confession about...
What's the best one for last? Oh, my gosh. Oh, the one about...
No,
we're not doing that one. Okay,
no, like, we can, but not at the last.
Okay, should we do it right now then?
Okay,
do you want to say it?
I'll say I want to do it.
Okay.
Is about my crush. But this girl, her lifestyle and her personality match me. She loved to go out and travel. She has so many talents. She sings so beautiful, and she could play the electric guitar and piano. She's really good at volleyball. I could really see her as my wife, but I don't know if she has the same feeling. She's about 1 or 2 years older than me, but her hobbies and mine really match. I know older girl doesn't like younger boy, but if I could show her why I could be a good husband for her, I would have more change getting her. But this is the story I have. I could really see her in my life, and we could be singing together. And she could play the piano while I play the violin. It will be the most romantic relationship. We both follow God's step every day. I just wish I have a great chance with her. Father, please bless me. This is about our own host. Janessa. That is crazy.
I have no clue who it is. But I guess I have a secret admirer, guys.
Wow,
that's so cute.
You can play the piano while he plays violin.
Yeah. It's giving this one anime.
That was like poetic. Your Lie in April.
Yeah, Your Lie in April. Oh my gosh, I cried to that so bad.
Me too. That was like the saddest anime I've ever watched. Have you guys ever seen Fruits Basket?
Yes, I love Fruits Basket.
I did not finish it.
Oh, why? It's so good.
I like stopped watching it after, I don't know, it was like when I stopped watching anime. But I want to finish it because I did really like the show, but
yeah,
I just never did. I don't have like the patience anymore.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick up like stuff now.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I can't just sit down and binge watch something. I get bored.
Binge watched something in a long time. I think the last thing I binge watched, I guess it wasn't a long time ago. It was like in October, the Menendez brothers thing.
Oh, yeah.
I binge watched that.
Yeah. Monsters.
Yeah, Monsters.
I love that song. Wait, we're gonna get copyrighted. Never mind.
We're getting copyrighted. That's from Beyonce. We should thank her.
Yeah, we have a question. I have a question for you about that confession.
Okay.
As an older girl, would you like a younger boy?
Not in high school, of course, but like in college or after college, yeah. But
I just feel like when you're younger, it's
like that term cougar. No, thank you.
Their grammar is not the best. I don't know if you should entertain older that.
Older girl, like younger boy.
is about my crush. Okay.
The way you start him.
He seems sweet, though. Like, yeah. Like, I know some people have different opinions on, like, thinking about husbands, mm-hmm. but I feel like nobody has that, like, mindset anymore to date, to marry, and, to... No.
I don't know. I see a lot of people. Well, it's a lot of people who I know have been in relationships a lot, like jump mm-hmm. from relationship. They're always like, "I'm next time, like this is gonna be my one. Once in a lifetime, I'm gonna marry this next one." Mm-mm. They have that mindset going into all their relationships. I don't know. You're just too young. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I say education first, and then relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or friends.
Before
my relationship. Yeah,
have you guys ever watched Friends?
No. But I see it all over my TikTok. It seems so fun to watch.
I love Friends. I'll see Nobody like likes Friends anymore.
I'll see random like clips on TikTok and I'll be like, oh, that's funny. I need to watch it. And then I never do.
Yeah.
Okay, now the best for last. Oh, wait.
Are there's two more.
Oh, there's two more.
Okay, is there not? Am I crazy?
Crisper, you can read that one.
Which one?
I am 15.
Oh
my gosh, that long.
They
one.
Did it like Reddit.
I 15M. You should read it like Reddit stories.
Yeah.
I 15 male.
Oh, that's how you do it? That's what it is? Oh.
I 15 male.
Okay. I 15 male am a singer working to surpass an event called Hip and Pop.
Yeah.
What?
Hip and Pop.
With Hip and Pop. My singing partner, we'll call him Tony 16 Male. We're not the only ones trying to surpass Hip and Pop, though. There are these two girls we'll call Ariana and Kelly, 16 and 15 Female. Ariana, I've known since middle school, but Kelly is a new face around here. I met her the other day, and she had no singing experience. Unlike me, Tony, and Ariana. Wow. So I challenged her and Ariana to an event that was being held soon to see how good she really was. I didn't really have a lot of faith in her, though. The day of the event came, and this other guy we know who also wants to surpass Hip and Pop, we'll call him K.A., ended up pulling the power during Ariana and Kelly's performance because he doesn't like Ariana. It doesn't take long for Ariana to find out, and K.A. runs away, so I take the blame for it. I asked Kelly if she was passionate about surpassing Hip and Pop.
She didn't reply.
And she didn't reply! So I kind of ripped into her, and it caused her to cry. Now Ariana is mad at me, and Tony seems disappointed, even though I was just giving her a reality check.
Am I the a-hole?
Oh.
Am I in the wrong? This sounds like a Disney Channel film.
I know, like, right. It's real. It's like, what do you mean they pulled the power out and they got away with it?
Started her villain arc.
She said, and I challenged them.
Oh my god,
that's like Gotcha Life.
It is Gotcha Life. Honestly, I'm lost.
Me too.
So, it was all Ariana crazy and names. Kelly weren't good at singing? Question mark.
Guys.
Okay.
Well, they saved the performance. Just kidding, guys. No.
Unplug the power.
That's crazy. I don't even know what to say.
Tony?
I have a question. Oh, no, never mind. I'll ask you guys later.
Okay. Honestly, you're not the a-hole.
No.
Like, you took the blame for it, so. Yeah,
good for you for being a good person, but you shouldn't just let them face their consequences of their actions.
All right, one more.
Our last one is... This is the longest one. It's probably the best one, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Refast.
Okay, let's have some fun. Let's deep dive back into the end of ninth grade year. Oh, it was end of February and almost the end of school year. And I was feeling good because what? Summer break. This guy was in my class. Let's call him. Should we call him that? Vanilla Cheesecake? No. Let's
change the name.
Okay, let's name him Abraham. Okay, so boom. Abraham had a friend and he was in my class and he liked me. And had told me and he had told me and asked me out multiple times, but I told him he wasn't my type. The last time his friend asked me out, Abraham was with him and he was smiling freaking hard for no reason. And I was like in my head, I don't want you. I want your friend, which was Abraham. Oh, shoot. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, fast forward, Abraham and me started texting or whatever and talking in schoolio. And ooh, I was feeling so good those last couple of months. We were texting over the summer and stuff and established that both of us liked each other. Before we know it was the first day of school, and within the first week, I saw Abraham and he started smiling and stuff at me. And his friend kept staring and nudging at him. We walked past each other and both looked back, and I felt I was in a K-drama. Because what? Fast forward a few weeks, he keeps liking my story and texting me and stuff, but then he starts walking with another girl. I'm like, who's this? I asked my friends and stuff, and they're like, ooh, they're just friends and stuff, and he likes you. Okay, boom. I go and ask him about it, and he's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. I'm looking at the text with my jaw on the floor, confuzzled, because hello, freaking bot. He has the nerve to stare at me and like my stories after lying to me, lying and telling me he likes me and wants to date me and stuff. Wait, pause. Did I tell you this dude literally asked me out the day before he started walking with that girl? Wow. Freaking bot, I tell you, and a liar saying he wants to date me and stuff, but then getting a girlfriend within the next 3 days, like the freak. Anyway, I have came to the conclusion that boys are liars and some don't deserve to exist. Adios.
Oh, that's crazy. That's like, you talk crazy fast. That was just like 2 minutes.
I had to pull it up together, wrap it up. That's actually crazy. If that happened to me, I'd cry.
I would be so upset.
Right. Yeah, I would feel betrayed.
Right.
Switch schools.
Slashes tires.
Wow, this reminds me of something that happened to me. I can't say it here, though. Okay. Oh. Unless we edit it out.
That's all right.
It's too long. It's too long. We should wrap it up.
Yeah.
We should.
Okay.
Okay, that was our podcast, Deep Dive with Divas. Our first episode. Yeah, we should continue on Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We should redo it if we want to.
Yeah.
It was like...
I literally crashed out while we...
Okay, that's it for our podcast.
Thank you.
Bye, Divas.
Bye.
Oh, shoot. Woo!
Pass the mic.
Pass the mic. Yeah!